Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. Mary's listening on Faith 1270 in Sioux Falls. Go ahead. You're on with Susan Gregory.
Hey, Susan. My question is, I've struggled with an eating disorder most of my life, and so eating is a really big weakness of mine, and to prevent overeating or feeling guilty, I pretty much eat the Daniel fast menu, and I don't eat bad food. And when I do fast, it's like everything inside me screams to eat, like it's just overpowering. So I'm not good at fasting, except maybe fasting from a cup of coffee or breakfast for a couple hours, and then I just go into my normal routine of eating healthy food. So I feel like I'm really truly not fasting and experiencing what you experienced through it. Do you have any suggestions for me?
Well, I think first of all, I would start telling yourself that you're good at fasting and change that message that is going on and putting yourself in a position so that the experience you are receiving from the fast isn't coming out of your own efforts, but instead you're submitting yourself to the Holy Spirit and allowing Him to minister to you and deliver to you the blessings that are promised to us in the Scriptures. So I think there's a little mindset, change that you can make. It can be challenging for people who eat in a very healthy manner, which it's similar to me. I eat really healthy, but it's mainly the attitude. So that the fast is the number one thing about the fast is not the food. The number one thing in all fasting is coming closer to God. And so that's what I would encourage you to do is your approach to the fast. Food is part of it, and there's the restrictions and all of those things that make it that we have to bump up against some things and again to be submitting ourselves to the Lord. But the big thing is that it's like during this period, this time of consecration, that you are going to be more attentive to the Lord. And that might be that you increase the amount of time that you're spending with Him. It may be, some other things. I don't know all of what's going on. And then have a purpose for your fast. Granted, coming closer to the Lord is the overall purpose, but perhaps you've got some needs, financial needs, relationship needs, physical needs, whatever it is, and having that be the purpose of your fast, and that's the thing that you study the Scriptures about. Maybe you have some other good quality Christian books that you use, so that you use this time as a time of transformation, where you're submitting yourself to the Lord, seeking His wisdom, and being transformed by His Word.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.